Right now, fractions of pennies are just quietly compounding into massive margin leaks in your business.
No, yeah, completely.
I mean, while you are focused on the major line items of your operation, it is the 15-cent authorization fees and, the 25-cent batch fees hiding deep in your processing statements that are really draining tens of thousands of dollars a year.
Right.
So today, we are putting on our operator hats here at My Pay Advisor. I am taking the lead as Senior Payments Advisor, and my co-host is stepping in as our lead analyst.
Yeah, and we're going to get straight to the numbers because in 2026, authorization fees currently run between 3 and 25 cents per request.
Right.
Meanwhile, batch fees sit somewhere between 10 and 35 cents per day. And those are the actual benchmark costs hiding inside your monthly processing statements right now.
Exactly. And we also need to be very clear about who this specific analysis is actually for.
Oh, for sure. This guide is built strictly for U.S. merchants who are processing between $25,000 and $5 million in monthly volume.
Yeah, if you fall into that tier, those fractional pennies and dimes are a really big deal. So our mission for this deep dive is highly specific. We are unpacking the 2026 Operator Guide on Batch and Authorization Fees.
And the goal is to show you exactly how processor markups drain your margins, like line item by line item.
Exactly. And by the time we wrap up, we are going to hand you a concrete playbook to audit and cap these costs this week.
Sounds like a plan.
But, before we can stop the margin leaks, we have to define exactly what triggers these billable events in the first place.
Right. Well, it starts with understanding the anatomy of a single card transaction, because one card sale actually creates two completely separate billable events under the hood.
Two events.
Yeah, two. The first event is the authorization. That happens in real time. Like a customer presents a card, your system captures the data, and your processor routes an authorization request through the network switched to the issuing bank. The bank evaluates the account balance or credit limit and sends back an approval, a decline, or a referral. And that exact moment triggers the authorization fee.
And then the second event happens at the end of your business day. That is the capture and settlement phase.
Right.
Your point of sale system triggers a batch close, bundling all of those approved authorizations from the day into a settlement file for clearing. And that action triggers the batch fee.
Yeah, and here is where operators get taken advantage of. The 2026 Operator Guide points out this massive gap between wholesale costs and what processors actually charge for these actions.
This is a huge gap. Visa and MasterCard charge tiny wholesale rates for these network pings.
Pretty tiny.
Yeah. Visa charges what is called an acquirer processing fee, and MasterCard charges a network access and brand usage fee. Both of those wholesale network charges are usually under 2 cents per ping.
Wow.
But the processor takes that 2 cent cost, layers their own massive markup on top of it, and just keeps the entire difference.
Right. So they might charge you 15 cents for an authorization that only costs them 2 cents at the network level.
It is a totally hidden profit center.
Mm.
But the way this is billed creates an illusion, especially for merchants on flat rate pricing.
Oh, the flat rate illusion.
Exactly. If we look at published data from Stripe, their standard online rate is 2.9% plus 30 cents per transaction. Square publishes a standard in-person rate of 2.6% plus 15 cents.
Right.
Those published rates bundle the authorization fee directly into that fixed per transaction sent amount.
And that bundling completely obscures the true cost of the authorization. I mean, it makes you think you're paying a single clean fee for the service of moving money.
Yeah, but Federal Reserve payment studies document that processor markup costs frequently match or even exceed the interchange itself.
Which is wild.
It is. And this is especially true on small ticket transactions where those fixed cents completely dominate the math.
Right, like on a $5 coffee. The processors per item, authorization, and batch fees in aggregate often exceed the interchange owed to the issuer.
Exactly. The processor literally takes more money than the bank issuing the card.
When you think about it that way, an authorization fee is essentially a metered phone call. You get charged for making the call, even if the person on the other end hangs up on you.
That is a great way to put it. You pay for the attempt, not the success.
I'm really glad you brought up the metered phone call analogy, because looking at this from an advisory perspective, I just have to ask you, is flat rate pricing essentially just a convenience tax?
Oh, totally.
Like, does it just exist to obscure the true authorization cost, especially for high-frequency merchants?
That is precisely what it is.
Yeah.
For high-frequency, small-ticket merchants, flat rate pricing is a massive convenience tax. I mean, processors intentionally design flat rate pricing to capitalize on operator confusion.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You are paying a premium, so you do not have to look at the line items. They know operators do not have the time to audit 30 pages of interchange tables, so they offer a simple flat rate that quietly bakes in a huge markup on every single swipe.
So knowing that processors obscure these specific line items means we have to map out exactly how those hidden fees drain money through common daily operations.
Right.
The source material outlines five specific patterns where this happens.
Okay, so the first place operators bleed cash is what the guide calls annual creep.
Right. The January surprise?
Yeah, every January, processors send out PCI compliance notices or annual term updates.
Mm-hmm.
And buried in the fine print of those notices, they will quietly bump the authorization fee by, 1 to 3 cents and the batch fee by 5 cents.
Wow.
Contracts often allow this with just 30 days of written notice. And nobody reads those change of terms notices.
No, of course not.
If you process 10,000 monthly transactions, a tiny 2 cent bump on your authorization fee costs you $2,400 a year. You pay that for zero additional service.
That is crazy. But it gets worse when you look at transactions that do not even go through.
Yeah.
That is the second drain, which involves declines and voids. As you said with the phone call analogy, processors charge for attempts, not just approved sales. If you have a 12% decline rate and you are paying 8 cents an authorization on 6,000 monthly attempts, you are paying for 720 declined authorizations.
This wasted money.
Exactly. That costs you $691 a year for zero revenue. You are literally paying for failed transactions.
The third operational drain is multiple batches. And this hits restaurants and certain retailers incredibly hard.
Oh.
They settle their batches 2 or 3 times a day to align with shift accounting. A morning shift batch, an afternoon shift batch, and a closing batch.
Okay.
But every single batch closed triggers a separate batch fee. At 25 cents per batch, running 3 closes a day adds up to 75 cents a day, or $273 a year, just for one location.
Wow.
If you have 10 locations doing that, you are wasting over $2,700 annually for basically no reason.
Wait, I have to push back on the multiple batches thing. Why are merchants still doing 3 batches a day? Are they just stuck in old cash flow habits from 10 years ago before next day funding existed? I mean, with modern funding speeds, setting up shift-based batches seems like an entirely obsolete practice that just generates free revenue for the processor.
You are spot on. It is a total hangover from a decade ago when batch times strictly dictated deposit clearing times.
Right.
If you missed a 3 p.m. window back then, you waited an extra 48 hours for your money. But today, modern funding is practically next day by default.
Yeah, that is true.
Consolidating to one batch right before the daily cutoff does not hurt cash flow at all anymore.
Mm.
But operators leave the old terminal settings in place because they are afraid to break their QuickBooks reconciliation process.
So they are just paying a daily penalty for an outdated habit.
Exactly.
Then there is the fourth drain, which is tokenization. And this is a huge invisible drag for software as a service platforms or anyone storing cards on file.
Oh, this is the big one.
When you store a card, your processor runs a $0 authorization to validate it. That bills as a full authorization. If you use a card updater service to refresh expired tokens, those services fire off authorization calls too. So a platform with 5,000 stored cards refreshed monthly adds 5,000 billable authorizations.
That adds up fast.
Plus another 5,000 on annual revalidation. That is a hidden 10,000 call drag at full per authorization pricing.
I actually want to clarify something there because that tokenization issue confuses a lot of operators.
Mm.
If I am just checking if a card is valid before a big subscription hits, I still pay the full authorization price.
Yes. A $0 authorization pings the network exactly the same way a $100 authorization does.
Okay.
The processor still has to route the data, so they charge you the exact same per item fee.
Wow. Okay, so finally, the fifth drain is the invisible double dip or gateway stacking.
Right.
If you use an external gateway like Authorize.net or NMI to connect your website to your processor, they charge their own per transaction fee on top of the processor's authorization fee.
So you get hit twice.
Yeah, merchants often end up paying 2 separate authorization fees on the exact same transaction without ever realizing it.
Which is wild. And the Nielsen report provides incredible context on the sheer scale of this issue. According to their data, total credit and debit card fees paid by merchants hit $198 billion in 2025.
$198 billion.
Yeah, that is up 70% since 2019.
That's massive. And the Nielsen data specifically shows that U.S. acquirer revenue per transaction is climbing while actual interchange rates have stayed roughly flat.
Right.
That proves the widening gap is entirely driven by processor fees, not network fees from Visa or MasterCard. Processors are just expanding their margins on the backs of operators by burying these tiny cent increases in the fine print.
Yeah, they really are. So to really prove the impact of those five drains, we need to look at the operator math.
Let's do it.
The guide provides a real case study of a merchant shifting their pricing model. Let us walk through the exact dollar savings. We're looking at a home goods e-commerce operator. They do $400,000 in monthly volume with an $85 average ticket. They have about 4,705 settled transactions per month. But when you include declines and voids, they actually generate roughly 5,300 monthly authorization attempts.
Let us calculate their cost on a standard flat rate setup.
Yeah.
We will use an illustrative rate of 2.9% plus 30 cents, which, you know, matches standard online pricing models.
Right.
On flat rate pricing, you are paying a huge percentage plus a fixed 30 cents on every single order, plus gateway fees. Between the discount rate, the per item fees, a 5-cent gateway fee on all 5,300 attempts, and a 20-cent batch fee.
It adds up.
Yeah, their monthly total comes to $13,282. That is an effective rate of 3.32% of gross volume.
Now let us strip away the processor markup and look at the true wholesale cost with an Interchange Plus model.
Okay.
In an Interchange Plus model, the processor markup is completely separated from the wholesale network costs. The guide uses a quote of 35 basis points plus 8 cents per item with a 4 cent authorization fee and a 15 cent batch fee.
Got it.
We also assume a blended interchange and assessment cost of 1.85% for this card-not-present mix.
Let us not get lost in the spreadsheet rows, though. The delta here is what really matters.
Right.
When you calculate the 1.85% wholesale cost, add the 35 basis point processor markup, and tally up those tiny 8 cent and 4 cent per item fees, the monthly total drops to $9,393.
Wow. That is a monthly savings of $3,889 compared to the flat rate?
Yeah. The bottom line is an annual savings of $46,668. And it is crucial to highlight that the authorization and batch components alone account for $703 of that annual gap.
Right. The rest of the savings comes from discount rate compression. The operator was radically overpaying for the core processing service because they chose the convenience of a flat rate.
There's also an operational fix detailed in the case study that goes beyond just negotiating rates.
Oh, right.
This merchant had an 11% decline rate and they had no idea. So they went in and fixed their address verification service settings and their bank identification number routing.
For our listeners who might not be super deep in the tech stack, let us define those terms quickly.
Good idea.
Address verification service, or AVS, checks if the zip code the customer entered matches the zip code on file with the bank. Bank identification number, or a BN routing, ensures the transaction takes the cheapest and most reliable network path based on the first 6 digits of the card.
Right. And if AVS is set too loose, you get hit with fraud. If it is set too tight, you get false declines from legitimate customers who maybe just mistyped their zip code.
Exactly. So by finding the sweet spot and tightening those parameters, their decline rate dropped. That reduced their monthly attempts from 5,300 down to 4,950.
That is a big drop.
Yeah, and not only did they save money on wasted authorization fees, but they also unlocked an extra $2,800 a month in recovered approved volume that was previously just failing.
Calculating this drag feels exactly like finding the true tax rate hidden inside your paycheck.
Oh, it really does.
You see the gross number, you see the net number, but untangling all the specific deductions requires actual forensic work.
Since we're looking at this like an audit, give our listeners the actual formula. Like, how exactly should an operator find their authorization and batch drag as a percentage of revenue? What is the mathematical step-by-step they need to use?
Well, it is actually a straightforward equation once you pull your numbers. You take your total authorization attempts for the month and multiply that by your per authorization fee.
Okay.
Then you take your settlement days and multiply that by your batch fee. Add those two totals together, then divide that combined number by your gross processing volume.
And that gives you the drag.
That gives you your authorization and batch drag as a percentage of revenue. Yep. According to the 2026 operator guide, anything above 0.15% on a card not present merchant is overpriced and honestly needs to be renegotiated.
Wow. The math really proves that small per-line items create massive annual numbers. I mean, a penny here and a nickel there compound into tens of thousands of dollars. Because this is an operator guide, we cannot just leave you with the theory. We need to give you the exact steps to execute this week. Let us open up the operator playbook and deliver the concrete actions.
Action one is all about data gathering.
Right.
You need to pull 6 months of processing statements.
Right.
You are looking for any line item containing the words auth, batch, transaction fee per item, or daily discount. Add them up by month. You must calculate your true blended cost.
So how do you do that?
You divide your total authorization fees by your total authorization attempts, making sure to include declines and voids. Then divide your total batch fees by the number of settlement days.
Right, and that gives you one blended cents number for each category. You want to benchmark against the 5 to 10 cent range. Yes. If your processing volume is over $250,000 and your blended authorization fee is above 10 cents, it is highly negotiable. For batch fees, anything above 25 cents on a single daily close is negotiable at any volume above $50,000.
Okay, so action two targets your daily operations. You need to consolidate your batches.
Oh, the multiple batch issue.
Yes. If your terminals or point-of-sale systems are set to close two or three batches a day, switch them to a single daily close right before your processor's cutoff time.
Makes sense.
As we discussed earlier, cash flow rarely justifies the per-batch fee at modern next-day funding speeds. This is literally a five-minute settings change that saves immediate cash and stops the multiple batch strain.
And then action three is about putting the pressure on your vendor. Send three written questions to your processor today.
Just three questions.
Yes. Ask them to confirm your contractual per authorization fee. Ask them to confirm your batch fee. Finally, demand a price cap clause.
That is huge.
You must refuse to accept a contract that allows unilateral fee increases on 30 days' notice. Counter their standard terms with a clause requiring written merchant consent for any future fee increases during the term.
Taking your full statement to two competing processors and asking for an apples-to-apples interchange plus quote is also a vital lever.
Yeah, that works well.
Make sure the authorization and batch fees are clearly disclosed in the contract body of the quote. You can use that quote as a renegotiation tool, even if you do not actually plan to switch providers.
Oh, exactly. Asking these highly specific questions usually gets you a discount before you even finish the phone call.
Because authorization and batch fees are the only processor line items that bill on attempts, not revenue. Fixing them is a math problem, not a sales problem.
Right. It comes down to knowing your numbers better than the person selling you the service.
To close out this deep dive, we want to leave you with a final thought to investigate on your own. Take a hard look at your automated software stack this week.
Yeah. Are your subscription billing systems or your card updater tools firing off automated validation calls while you sleep?
We see merchants all the time who set their software to retry failed payments every 12 hours.
Which is just a massive drain.
Yeah. You might be quietly racking up thousands of billable attempts for transactions that will never actually convert to cash.
So
investigate your software, check your retry settings, and stop paying for the metered phone calls when no one is on the line.